From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Five people are dead in Las Vegas after a shooting spree at a restaurant and a Walmart store. NPR's Sam Sanders reports two Las Vegas police officers were among those killed.
Officials say that around 11:30 Sunday morning, two people entered a CC's Pizza in Las Vegas and shot two police officers there. Witnesses reportedly heard the shooters say, "The revolution has begun." The shooters then walked across a parking lot to a Walmart and fired shots there, killing one person. Las Vegas police entered the Walmart and exchanged gunfire with the two suspects. Then, the female suspect fatally shot the male suspect before taking her own life. Police Chief Doug Gillespie says authorities don't yet know why this happened.
What precipitated this event, we do not know. My officers were simply having lunch when the shooting started.
Authorities have identified the two Las Vegas police officers killed as Alan Beck and Igor Soldo. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
With the Soccer World Cup set to begin this week in Rio, the spotlight is on games 8 years from now. Documents linked to Monday's Sunday Times allegedly show how Qatar's top soccer chief used the Gulf state's wealth to win votes for a successful 2022 World Cup bid. Larry Miller reports the revelations are making at least one major sponsor nervous.
Sony says it wants an investigation into allegations that Qatar bought the World Cup vote through millions of dollars in bribes and the promise of favors for key voters and their countries. The allegations relate to documents about the now-banned former head of Asian soccer and Qatari national, Mohammed bin Hamman. A secret investigation by FIFA, the sports governing body, shows he brokered meetings between Qatar officials and governments to discuss bilateral trade deals to secure votes. Qatar denies bin Hamman was connected to its bid and insists everything was above board. There was widespread surprise when Qatar, with little soccer infrastructure and temperatures of 120 degrees, won the games, and there are now growing calls for the vote to be rerun. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A line of severe storms packing high winds and hail is sweeping across Colorado's eastern plains.
Well, the strongest is occurring across the plains of eastern Colorado, where we currently have several tornado warnings, and actually have had a few tornado reports along the, just east of the Front Range from north central Colorado south down towards just west of Pueblo.
Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Mark Darrow. One of the tornadoes touched down near a country club southeast of Denver that caused one minor injury. There have been reports of some damage. The removal of a massive mound of dirt suspected of causing a nearby interstate bridge in Delaware to tilt is almost complete. Officials say removing the dirt is the first step in getting the bridge repaired and the I-495 bypass around Wilmington reopened to traffic. This is NPR News. Rafael Nadal has won his ninth French Open title, beating Novak Djokovic Sunday in the final. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the match took place under a blazing sun.
In the end, Nadal triumphed again in four sets. Nadal improved his record at Roland Garros to 66-1 and stretched his winning streak at the clay court major to 35 straight. Djokovic easily won the first set and looked to be in control of nearly every point, but the combination of Nadal finding his game and the heat started to take its toll on the second-seeded Serb. Afterwards, in the ceremony, Djokovic said he had given his best, but Nadal was superior. Djokovic praised the crowd, telling the spectators they had a real passion for tennis. Nadal was clearly overwhelmed with emotion. He had tears in his eyes as the Spanish national anthem rang out over center court. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Pope Francis welcomed the Israeli and Palestinian presidents to the Vatican for an evening of peace prayer Sunday. Israeli President Shimon Peres told the Pope he has inspired a renewed spirit of peace.
Your Holiness, your wisdom and modesty have gathered us here today. Wherever you go, you carry a renewed aspiration to trust in heaven, to love the people, to care.
Church officials insist Francis has no political agenda. Their meeting comes just weeks after the collapse of the latest round of U.S.-sponsored peace talks. This is NPR News in Washington.